We are what we think. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, our friends from Therapy in a Nutshell help us to understand a little bit more about mental filtering, how it can be helpful, and how it can also be harmful. Enjoy.
Today, we're going to be talking about mental filtering, which is why you may only notice the bad things going on in your life. G-A-R-R-I-S-S-O-N. That is not how to spell Garrison. I'm going to remember this word forever because it's the word that I missed in the 7th grade spelling bee. I took 2nd place in that prestigious event, but only because I added an extra S to Garrison. Do you do that? Do you hyper-focus on the one thing that went wrong? That one little mistake or that one mean comment on social media instead of the hundreds of things that go right or the hundreds of nice people out there who are putting positive things on my YouTube comments? This is called mental filtering. It's a cognitive distortion and it can make you anxious or depressed. So mental filtering is this thought distortion where we only see one aspect of a situation, usually the negative side of it when it comes to anxiety or depression. So you may focus on the negative and disregard or filter out all of the positive. It might look like picking out a single negative detail and just hyper-focusing on this instead of all the other things that are going on. So mental filtering sounds like, no one is going to like me, or I can never do anything right, or the world is a terrible place and it's getting worse every day. Or for example, like if you have a good day at work, but then the restaurant messes up your takeout, then your whole day is ruined. You obsess about the one question you got wrong on a test. I can still remember a review I had at work, it was probably like 10 years ago, where I got a piece of feedback that I needed to manage my stress levels better. Now, I'm sure that my boss had a half dozen nice things to say, but I don't remember any of them. That is mental filtering. The news is a great example of mental filtering. It mostly pays attention to the scary stories, like murder hornets, and it really just disregards most of the positive things that are going on. Mental filtering can help you fall out of love with your spouse when you only notice the bad things that they do. With mental filtering, we disregard, we minimize, we brush aside anything that doesn't fit our narrative. But because of the sneaky nature of cognitive distortions, we probably aren't going to notice that we're doing it. And that's because our perception creates our reality. On my video about the cognitive distortion catastrophizing, I get a lot of comments like, but catastrophizing is true when life is always terrible. Or people say, well, no, I'm not catastrophizing. Everything really is awful. I'm not imagining it. Excuse me. That is a cognitive distortion. Your thoughts are lying to you. Do you have hot running water? Do you have refrigeration? Do you have electric lights? Are you watching this video on the internet? Do you have the ability to read? If the answer is yes to any of these questions, then you have more luxury than kings and peasants for the last 99.9% of people in the history of the earth. Now, that is not to say that life isn't difficult. I'm sure that for many of you, life is incredibly painful, and difficult things are happening and have happened to you. But everything isn't awful. Right? Acknowledging and being honest with your thoughts and your emotions is not the same as only sitting with the crappy ones. So seeing things clearly requires us to see both sides, the painful, the crappy, the difficult things, and also the positives. So the global pandemic and social distancing really are difficult. They're painful. And if you're watching this, you also have access to the internet, which is pretty miraculous if you look at the big picture history of the world. One of the reasons that I love to read archaeology is because it really broadens my perspective. It helps me appreciate the positive things that are happening in my life, even when it feels like the world is falling apart a little bit. So if you can't see anything positive, then your thoughts are lying to you. Mental filtering makes us more anxious. But anxiety also makes us mental filter more, because anxiety attunes our brain to threats. It makes it so that we're more likely to notice the bad that is happening. Mental filtering can also make us more depressed. When we only notice the bad, life is depressing. But when we feel crappy, when we feel depressed, we're more likely to mental filter. Now, even though mental filtering can cause depression and depression can cause mental filtering, we still have room for choice in our life. We can take intentional action to change how we think. But first, we have to realize why we're hanging on to the lies, what the distorted reality is doing for us. So mental filtering serves a dysfunctional function. Let me give you an example. So when a situation is actually dangerous, like for example, an abusive spouse, it can be helpful to forget any sweet moments with him or her to give you the courage to leave. So this is functional anxiety, right? Anxiety is supposed to help motivate us to leave dangerous situations. And in that situation, mental filtering might help us forget the positive things so that we are firm enough in our decision to leave that dangerous situation. But when we have disordered anxiety, the world feels dangerous when it's actually safe. Our anxious or our depressed view is exaggerated, and this can make us sick. So when I only notice the bad things on my performance review, suddenly my boss feels threatening and dangerous when he's really just trying to help me improve. Now, my boss actually was trying to help me improve. He was a good-hearted man. One of the difficulties of working with thoughts is trying to figure out which ones are helpful and which ones are true and which ones aren't. So some bosses actually are quite threatening, and you're better off changing your employment if you can. But in other situations, you're better off changing how you think and how you see the world.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.